Blog Talk Radio.
What a hell of a feeling, I'm living large. I'm a hell of a nigga, I'm still in charge.
I'm not a human being, and I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it all, just imagine that.
Like, I remember when it wasn't nothing with a 9 for song.
These days, now I got it all. Shopping game with the president, we on a call.
Yeah, freely loose.
Now we flying over Bogota. I swear that I'm flying, it ain't no denying. I'm trying to, yeah, we going up. Got another female, see she wanna write nothing. I told her I ain't coming, you gon' have to pipe down. I'm in the studio, I'm on the ground right now. Like right now. And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it all, just imagine that.
But who do you believe? All praise be to God right now, I achieve. I've been to hell and back, now I'm seeing different things. And what we sipping on, we never said it give you wings. I don't get tired, I'm a billionaire, what you believe? I'm a breadwinner, I'm selling Malcolm X, rest in peace. Out of bread, Japanese, red stitch, denim jeans. I ain't scared of death, say you wanna, yeah, we can squeeze you. When I'm alone in my trap, I was sad at the wall. Listening to Biggie Smalls, I can't wait till I fall. It's just me and my dog, had a couple of flaws. I was bad at saving money, sent a dick by the fraud. I fell off. I got it. In Brooktown, in the bed, water, looking at the roof. I'm not opinionated, but I used to keep a tool. Never had too many problems till I had too many partners. Richard ever call a nigga back, he know I got him. I put that on my body.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call.
Up. I'm no longer poking Carolina, had to switch the route. Turn the beat up, I ain't all beat in the drought. I don't fuck with nothing but some devil. Dope game veteran, cocaine seller. You got Roy Moore better, 2 grand, quiet nine. Make the dog fool better. The one, take a one, do a meal, no pressure.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it all. Just imagine that.
Why
fake nigga, love hanging on the nigga. But we gon' show love to a fake nigga and keep counting up on the fake nigga. I get for all my thoughts, too much cake ain't enough. I'ma need like four plus, you know, I'ma hustle like H was. And that way before I knew what a track was. Back then when you the back door, bet you ain't even know what a trap was. I'm best sure I can get them hit up for sure. I ain't never been in lit up before. I get up, get friends like I live in the store. I just got a deal, might put it on the board. They told me I would lose, they told me I would not be sitting. I still did me and I won, yeah. Still keep the 100. I was trying to get along, song. I ain't tasting from no one. Yeah, we gon' make it, we gon' overcome. We gon' take it like them niggas older toys. No more patience, yeah, you know we coming for it. Yeah, it can't be love. They care if I make it, if I don't. They told me I won't, they told me I won't, yeah. They told me I would lose and then I won, yeah. Ain't nobody gon' come find me. I was in my prime when I was 19. Smoking out of my eyes, Chinese. Lay on down, we want every damn thing. I was taught to go and taste your dream. I was taught to go and taste your dream. I was told never wait for a thing. I was broke, so I pray for everything. We got more white than KKK. I be having to send like 8JK. I just wanna see my niggas straight. Wanna see them with a bigger plate. We just want those better days. Can't be love. They care if I make it, if I don't. They told me I won't. They told me I won't. Hey. They told me I would lose and then I won. Hey, 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 you know life isn't hard as we make it seem. Yeah, and those things we think impossible, you can't achieve. Oh, we know it ain't promised, I ain't guaranteed. Yeah, but everyone got a dream.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods, man. What's going on? What's going on today? Is
peace to the gods.
What's up, Kalam? Man, what's going on, God? How are you?
I'm doing lovely, God. Doing beautiful and pleasant. How you doing? You good?
That's, oh yeah, man. I'm wonderful, magnificent, great, man. I have no complaints, man. I'm living life. I'm living.
Yeah,
I'm able to do something different today. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah, man. Today is Knowledgeable Sunday, man, where we come together and we bring you some knowledge, you know. And me and Kalam came together, man, and we wanted to share some insight on the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, give you some insight on how some of these procedures are handled and why you guys would be using certain techniques to beat your charges, the charges that you might be going in front of the judge for. It can even be as far as a simple traffic ticket. This is one of the rules that I learned that helped me get through majority. And I ain't gonna say majority. I'm gonna say all of my situations, man. You know, just having these rules handy helped me along with the Constitution, man. But, yeah, so today, you know, we wanna kind of go in with it, you know what I'm saying, and give you guys some insight You know, and again, today is Knowledgeable Sunday. You can, if you decide that you want to be able to call and get into the chat, feel free to email us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And the call-in number is, if you are on the website, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. Again, it's 563-999-3670. So, yeah, man. But, so Kalon, man, have you ever had any problems or situations to where you had to use the Federal Rules of Civil Procedures?
Yeah, I definitely have. Like, every time I go into court, that's what I have to use.
Right.
I use that procedure every time because that's the rules. So
right.
I just go by the rules, and then I wait for the procedure to happen. It's saying everything inside the name. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, definitely. Especially, right. And a lot of dealings is like with traffic court and stuff like that. That's really where you, a lot of people like go inside of court. It's through traffic court, or if someone's suing you for anything really, but mostly traffic court. And yeah, you have to use the civil procedure, the rules of civil procedure. Yes, sir. What about you?
Yeah, man, I've had several encounters where I've had to use the Federal Civil Procedure with dealing with certain traffic issues and some non-traffic issues. So yeah, I've had to use it on several occasions. And the thing that the reason I wanted to bring forth this is because I remember when I used to get certain charges back in the day, I always used to know that I had rights. But when we were playing like certain games like dominoes or Monopoly, people would always tell me, they would say, don't play a game unless you know unless you know the rules to the game, right? And it was an understanding that, you know, if I'm gonna do something, I need to know the rules. I need to know how to operate. I need to know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to know more information about what I'm doing, what I'm going through. And when I ran into this information right here with the Federal Rules of Civil Procedures, It actually helped in a way to when I had to go inside the courtroom, you know. So this information is very, very, very helpful in helping you in these type of cases. So one of the reasons being is it's telling you it's the rules. It's the rules. We all need to know the rules, you know. So, man, let's dive into it, man. Let's get into it. Let's give the listeners what they came to hear. All right, okay. And also, we have the private chat going on. If you want to be a part of the private chat, you can email me at Kalon at fortheloveofcommerce at gmail.com. All right, man. And here we go. We got in Wikipedia. I see that you put a few of them in, Kalon. Did you want to go over these first and then go over the rules, or did it matter?
I mean, you can start off with the definitions at least. And then we can go from there, really. The definition part of the book. Yeah. So we can see what the words are saying.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to go with the definitions. All right, so let me scroll on down. We could go with, oh, okay. We did silver and rule, huh? Or is that what, oh, no, no, no. Let's go over silver and get a definition, get the definition of what silver is. Which is an adjective, late 14C, relating to silver law. Relating to silver law or life pertaining to internal affairs of a state. To get that up real quick. All right. To the internal affairs of a state, from Old French, civil relate to civil law, and directly from Latin, civils, relate to a society pertaining to public law, relating to the civic order befitting a citizen. Hence, by extension, popular, affable, courteous. Alternative, objectively, derivative of civil, townsman, meaning not barbarous, civilized, is from 1550s, specifically relating to the Commonwealth as securely organized, as opposed to military or ecclesiastical, by 1610, meaning relating to the citizen and his relation to the Commonwealth or to fellow citizens. Also is from 1610. The word silver has about 12 different meanings. It is applied to all manner of set-up objects, which are perfectly desperate, as opposed to criminal. It means all law, not criminal. Okay. All law means all law, not criminal. So that means you have to understand the difference between civil and criminal. So it doesn't mean criminal. In a lot of these cases, they be having you in a criminal courtroom, but it's a civil case. So, and this right here tells you that it is not a criminal case. So, one thing to look out for that you can always help your case on is, you know, this understanding of civil versus criminal. Alright. As opposed to ecclesiastical, it means all law, not ecclesiastical. As opposed to military, it means all law, not military. And so on. John Austin, Lectures on Jurisprudence, 1873. That's jurisprudence again. All right. The sense of polite was in classical Latin, but English did not pick up this nuance of the word until late 16C. And it has tended to descend in meaning to meeting minimal standards of courtesy. Courteous is thus more commonly said of superiors, civil of inferiors, such sense it implies or suggests a possibility of incivility or rudeness. All right. Civil literally applies to one who fulfills the duty of a citizen. Okay. So that applies to one who fulfills the duty of a citizen. All right. It may mean simply not rude or observant of the external courteousness of intercourse, or quick to do and say gratifying and complimentary things. Courteous literally expresses that style of politeness which belongs to courts. A courteous man is one who is gracefully respectful in his address and manner, one who exhibits a union of dignified complacence and kindness. The word applies to all sincere kindness and attention. A civil case, as opposed to criminal, is recorded from 1610, civil liberty, natural liberty restrained by law only so far as is necessary for the public good. All right. And this is what the definition of civil is. And again, we want to understand that, you know, meaning, we'll go back to the top where it says meaning, not barbarous, civilized, you know, and then also it's related to civil law or life, you know, pertaining to the eternal affairs of a state. So, you know, you really want to understand that when you're dealing with civil, this has a lot to do with just you having injury to, you know, basically someone else. Like if you having this is a civil lawsuit, someone takes something from you, you dealing with you know, the things of, you know, the citizens, basically. It has to be a citizen's claim, basically, you know, from what I'm getting from this definition, versus when you're dealing with criminal, and this is more like injury or murder, you know, those are what you would mainly consider criminal, but we'll come back to that criminal, you know, on another one. Alright, we can skip out and go down to rule so that we understand the word rules. Alright. Now, rule, which is noun, we have 1200th century, principle of maximum governing conduct, formula to which conduct must be confirmed. From Old French, Normans, rule, custom, religious, order. In modern French, particularly, from vulgar Latin, regula, from Latin, regulo, straight, stick, bar, ruler. A pattern, a model, to rule, straight, guide. with derivatives meaning to direct in a straight line. These are the rules. Control, government, a way. Dominant, dominion, regulations, govern, play of a game, etc. is from 1960. The phrase rules of the game. There we go. We talked about rules to a game, period. And so the rules is just that. Interpret, overlook infringement is by 1680s. The meaning stripped with a straight edge used for making straight lines or measuring. It's from mid-14th century. Telegraphic sense of thin strip cut type high and used for printing continuous lines is attached from 1680s. Rules of law, supremacy or imperial and well-defined laws to any individual's power.
Hold on, dog. Go back to that point right there. I said, where it says rule of law.
Uh-huh.
Rule of law, supremacy of impartial.
Okay.
And
impartial.
You good, though. I'm just listening.
Okay. Okay, supremacy of impartial and well-defined laws to any individual's power is from 1883. Rule of the road in reference to the fixed customs formerly much vary from country to country, which regulate the size to be taken by vehicles in passing each other is by 1805. Okay, so these are just giving you the understanding of when certain rules that came into existence. All right, then you go down and you see rule, which is a verb, with 1200th century, to control, guide, direct, make confirm to a pattern. All right, imposed rule from Latin regular, to control by rule. Alright, straight piece of wood moving a straight line. Alright, thus the lead rule. Alright, the legal sense established by decision laid down authoritatively is recorded from early 15th century. The meaning mark with parallel straight lines with or as with the aid of a ruler is from 1590s. The slang in transitive sense of dominate all is by 1975. All right. Let's look at this.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then below, you do have the noun, a principle or condition that customarily governs behavior. It was his rule to take a walk before breakfast. And it's basically giving you an understanding, like I stated earlier. These are just the rules to the game. Whenever anything that's dealing with the rules to court, you look it up on the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and you see how you handle those type of situations. All right. Now let's go into procedure. Let's get a breakdown of what procedure is so that you better understand that one. All right, procedure, which is a noun. Fact of manner of proceeding, 1670s. Particular action or mode of conducting an action, from French, procedure, manner of proceeding. From old French, procedure, to proceed. Specific sense of a method of conducting business in Paralympics is from 1839. All right. Proceed, the verb. Late 14th century, proceeding, to go on, move in a certain direction. All right. Go about business. Let's go down. We could go to the pro. All right. Well, that was the end of that one that I see on this one. Was there anything down below yours, God? Because I'm on my phone looking at this one.
They don't got the adjective, they just got nouns, but they got like other definitions at the bottom.
I see it. A particular course of action intended to achieve a result. Alright. And then you also have the procedure of obtaining a driver's license. A procedure now, a process or series of acts, especially of a practical or mechanical nature involved in a particular form of work. Procedure now, a set sequence of steps, part of larger computer program. Procedure now, a mode of conducting legal and parliamentary proceedings.
That one is parliamentary.
Parliamentary.
You know how they be saying, you know how they be saying like parliament.
Right.
Like government.
Right. Parliamentary.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that now. All right. All right, man. And let's step back into the private chat. And we'll go down to civil rules of civil procedure rules in Wikipedia. Let's get a breakdown of this one. The civil procedure rules, CPR, were introduced in 1997. As per the Civil Procedure Act, 1997. All right. Dang, I'm going to have to check that out. And are the rules of civil procedure used by the Court of Appeal, High Court of Justice, and County Courts in civil cases in England and Wales. All right. So now here, this is where they used it at. They said they started using it in the Court of Appeal, High Court of Justice, and County Courts, all right, in civil cases in England and Wales, all right. They apply to all cases commenced after 26 April 1999 and largely replaced the rules of the Supreme Court and the county court rules. The civil procedure rules 1998 is the statutory instrument listing the rules. Okay, so from my take of this, I'm understanding that, you know, this right here, the civil rules, is what they used to use the civil rules of supreme But now they switched it to the civil rules, the civil procedure rules. So I'm wondering why this came into play now. So I'm going to keep reading to try to get more and more understanding of it myself. All right. The CPR were designed to improve access to justice, making legal proceedings cheaper, quicker, and easier to understand for non-lawyers. Okay. So this tells you exactly why they switched it from the rules of the Supreme Court to civil procedure rules. Again, I'm going to read it again. The CPR were designed to improve access to justice by making legal proceedings cheaper, quicker, and easier to understand for non-lawyers. All right. As a consequence of this, many
I would say that's probably like archaic.
Archaic.
Yes.
Legal terms were replaced with plain English equivalents, such as claimant for plaintiff and witness summons for subpoena. Oh, okay. Okay, so this gives you some information on some of the wordings that they're using nowadays, too, you know? Okay. All right. Man, I'm going to have to write that word down. Let me look this up.
Which word is that one?
How do you pronounce it? Archaic?
Oh, yeah.
Archaic? Okay.
Yeah.
Absolute. All right. Very old and old-fashioned for archaic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have to save that one. All right. So now let's understand the reason for the civil procedure rules. And again, let's go back over what I just read. As a consequence of this, many archaic legal terms were replaced with plain English equivalents, such as claimant for plaintiff, which they took claimant out for plaintiff, and witness summons for subpoena. So when you see these two words, you know that a lot of these have been switched around. But witness summons, to me, if I see a subpoena, then that means that I'm, help me to understand this, guy. So if I see a subpoena, does this mean that I'm on a subpoena, I'm being a witness or something?
Yes, sir. It just means a witness summons. It's equivalent to it. And archaic and obsolete just meaning that it was old-fashioned. So they used to use witness summons
right.
as an old-fashioned language. But now, currently, and presently, they use subpoena.
Right.
Yeah, and they said and witness summons is if you witness a crime, you might get a witness summons telling you to go to court. This means you will have to be at the court on the day of the trial and give evidence if you are asked to. You should go to court if you get a summons. You can be arrested and taken to the court by the police if you don't.
Right. So help me to understand this then, all right? Because I've seen some officers write out subpoenas for traffic tickets, right?
Right.
So, you know, I'm curious as to how payment is actually issued for something such as a traffic ticket, or not a traffic ticket per se. It's more like a driver's
citation,
like a you know, it's something more like person get pulled over and they have marijuana in the car, right? They'll write a subpoena and say, well, I won't take you to jail. I'm just subpoena you to go to court. You know, and they write out the subpoena and they give it to the person that's traveling in their vehicle. So I wonder how, you know, the word switched around. So that means that they're just writing subpoenas for anything. They want you to be a witness to your own charge, if that's the case now, right?
Exactly. And then it's just, remember, right. If you're signing it, it's a contract first. It's a contract first. And that's what gives us, like, an obligation. So now it puts you into a contract where now you have to show up, right? Now you have to show up as a witness. But a lot of people don't think they are seen as a witness in there.
Right.
They're not seen as a witness. And it's saying also that the police officer who is giving you this summons is a witness as well. Is also a witness, because his name would be on there. If not, your name would be on there. So yeah, he's giving you a ticket, or not a ticket, but a citation, telling you to come to court as a witness.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know that they're going inside there as a witness. And that's the reason why if you're a witness, right, and he's a witness, or if the attorney that he has, right, is saying that they're a witness, but they was never there. His attorney was in there, but he was. So he has to speak. He has to speak on that on behalf of what he has seen, you're a defendant, and you should speak on behalf of what you have seen, right? Along with an affidavit, which also has a notary as a witness. So that's two witnesses against one. Now, the attorney, he can only go off based off what this person said. Same as a notary on our side, but a notary is stronger than an attorney in my eyes, and of an officer of a court in my eyes, because I don't think an attorney can make a paper turn into a legal document.
Right.
But a notary
needs that assistance.
And a notary is seen as a witness. Yes,
right.
Sir.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up in a little over half of the hour. And we're going to take a quick break real quick and come back and finish it off, man, and give you guys some more valuable information. So stay tuned in with us, man. We'll be right back. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Yeah.
Blood.
Top low.
You dig what I'm saying? Guns up.
Bloodline run deep, boy. What's up, Dave? Son of man.
Oh, in my blood.
Racking in a bitty booting with some bitches straight bleed.
No,
getting
no
our
way.
Ones up. King Slime. Straight about these big games. Big money popping over here. G5.
No way, no, sir.
Blech, blech, blech.
Red gang. No way, no, sir. No way. About y'all, ain't no hoe in my blood. Been thorough since day one.
Lost a couple people ever since then. I've been numb, ain't no hole in my blood. Cells all gon' flood. If I don't make it off of this one, then fuck the shit, I'm done. Cause ain't no hole in my blood. No holes in my circle. Loyalty over love. I kill a bitch on purpose. Cause ain't no hole in my blood. Everybody 100. All I know is flip it back. We don't do no fronting. We don't do no running. It ain't in my DNA. Blood thicker than water, but my money thicker than that. They all some hoes. Hoes. Let's talk about these hoes. Selling all that pussy and you ain't got no pros, but you slow, slow, slow. Bitch, you slow, slow, slow. And use a hoe, hoe. Let's talk about these hoes. Mooching off your niggas, you can't stand up on your own. Boy, use a hoe, hoe, hoe. Boy, use a hoe, hoe, hoe. No hoe on my blood, always been a boss. Always passed out, no matter what it cost. Little bitches, they was fucking, I was all about the money. I was in the 7th grade, shooting dice for the money. Trying to hit the 795, by the rhymes, by the nightlife. Trying to get this up out the hood, so I can have all my people looking and living good. Ain't no hoe in my blood. Yeah. Yeah. It ain't no hoe in my blood. No way. No sir, no way. It ain't no hoe in my blood. No way, no sir, no way. It ain't no hole in my blood. No way, no sir. It ain't no hole in my blood.
I mean, it's not 1%, nigga.
Yeah.
Not even half a 1%, bitch.
It ain't no hole in my blood.
It ain't no hope. Hey, low. I'm just pulling in on block. No police if I like that shit, I cop. Hey. No rollie, but you can watch me put this feature back in the pot. Grinding like a skater, nigga. I get fresh and go straight to the mall and bait a nigga. You want beef? Fucking cater, nigga. I'm not no hoe, I'm pussy, so she ride that dick like a speed racer, nigga. Start from the bottom, came straight to the top. No dad, but if he play, you get popped. You're a real squad, so you can't go to the block. I wanna see blood, but I didn't come with a mop.
VIP line with the V-Time and the East Lauren. Used to drive the Nissan, now she in a Beamer. I don't wanna, cause she from the corner. And I heard that Beamer was a loner. Her old man the owner. And I don't even drink Coronas. What type of drink you want, bro? No champagne forever. On dirty Sprite forever. You come sit with me. If you like to change the weather. If you wanna live better. We can buy a crib wherever. Don't get too thirsty. Get used to the cheddar. I wanna tell the world about you just so they can get jealous. And if you see a boy, I do. Till I wish that I met her.
Turn on the light. I'm looking for my suit. I heard she keep her promises. They never turn on you. I heard she ain't gon' cheat and she gon' never make no move. I heard she be the enemy that you need and she comes through. Turn on the light.
Turn on the light, I'm looking for a two. I heard she got a pretty face, a standing like a stallion. I heard that she a precious shoe, you treat her to medallion. I wanna be the one to find her if I go to prowling. And if I get another, you know I can't wait to dial it. And if we get together, girl, you know we
Peace to the God.
Yeah, man. So we was going over the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. I want to kind of jump back into it because, man, it's, we got a long day ahead. All right. But I wanted to bring this show to you guys so that you guys could have this information whenever you're dealing with small court cases. And I want you guys to understand that this information is very important for when you are dealing with those type of court cases, you'll know how to handle it. All right, so back in the chat, man, we was dealing with civil procedure rules. We're going to go down to come back into the chat and go to civil procedure in the United States. Let's go over civil procedures in the United States. All right, it says civil procedure in the United States consists of rules that govern civil action in the federal, state, and territorial court system, and is distant from the rules that govern criminal action. Like much of the American law, civil procedure is not reserved to the federal government in its constitution. All right? Like much of the American law, civil procedure is not reserved to the federal government in its constitution. Okay? As a result, each state is free to operate its own system of civil procedure independent of her sister state and the federal court system. Wow. It's more jewels, man. More jewels. So, I want to reread this. Reread it, man. Just to clarify what I just read. All right. And it says, civil procedure in the United States consists of rules that govern civil action in the federal, state, and territorial court system. All right. And is distinct from the rules that govern criminal action. Like much of American law, civil procedure is not reserved to the federal government and its constitution. As a result, each state is free to operate its own system of civil procedure independent of her sister state and the federal court system. All right? I want you guys to really take a minute to think about what has been stated here. So they can say, this right here gives me the understanding that, man, they could play by whatever rule they choose to play by. It's just up to you to either look up the rules and try to, you know, to understand it, you know what I'm saying? Get with people that, you know, that you can work with on, you know, better understanding the rules, because they have to play by a rule. They have to guarantee you those rules as well. You know, they have to let you know about these. They don't have to let you know about them, but, you know, because I've never, ever heard them talk about the rules of civil procedure in the courtroom. Now, I've always heard them throw up codes, but never have they taken the time out to say, you know, well, you go to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure if you want to know the rules of how to play when you come inside the courtroom. You feel me? And so with that, you definitely have to know that these rules right here is strictly for you going inside these courtrooms. And another thing is, God, we forgot to put together that commercial where it tells you that we are not giving out legal advice. All
right? Right.
If you need legal advice, we ask that you definitely go and get an attorney for all legal advice. We are basically doing this for educational purposes, all right? And so, man, let's get back into the chat, man. Let's get back into it before our time runs out. All right. And we're going to go to federal rules of civil procedure, all right? I don't know if this one is trying to end or what, but it is saying 10 seconds on here.
Hey, is it red?
It's still recording though, right, God?
I can still hear you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know it turned up everything.
Yeah. That's what it does when it's normally like at the end. So you probably have like maybe like 20 seconds or so.
All right. So what we could do is we can always come back and redo the whole thing, but man, we'll go ahead and end it for today and come back in and finish it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could do a part two.
It'll be a part two. I might just come back later today and go ahead and do it, man. I'm gonna try to knock out the rest of my homework, and man, we can come back in and finish this. Give the people the rest of the information. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, peeps. Man, look, we're going to come back and we'll redo part two. We'll come back and finish the rest of it, man, and give you guys some more information. All right? Man, peace to the God.
All right. Peace to the God.